Our life is filled with tension. There's always a pulling at us from different directions. Each and every day, we make remotely conscious decisions 35,000 times. 35,000 times we make a decision, often with something pulling at us from one way or the other. Pulling at us, opening to us the possibilities. So our lives are very frantic. It may be something small, like what you decided to eat for breakfast this morning, what cereal you pulled off the shelf, perhaps, or maybe something much more important than that, like a big business acquisition or a decision that is made. But just think for a moment of the possibilities each and every day. What you decide to eat, what you might buy, what you might try, ways in which you might try to improve. How you decide what to watch or what to read. How often do you do or don't? Say yes or no. How often do we accept or not accept? So in many ways it can be very frantic, very frantic in the possibilities that we are faced with. The pulling at us from different directions, the tension that we live with. Allison and I have experience the joys of backpacking. One of the things that we like so much is this is our day. We wake up and we walk. We walk until we get to a campsite and we set things up. We gather water and wood for a fire. We eat and we sleep. That's it. Pretty simple when you think about it. And in so many ways, it's a contrast to the number of calculations and decisions that have to be made each and every day. It's a nice respite from that, to get away from that. But I have streamlined my life. I make one decision every day. Only one. I tell myself, do what Allison says. That's it. Makes life much more simple. When Peter is sharing his sermon in Jerusalem, he's telling God's story. And this story, God's story, includes God's people. And the story is filled with human defiance to God. There is tension between God's people and God. A constant pulling from God or from the world. Think for a moment of those 35,000 remotely conscious decisions you might make each and every day. And again, some of them aren't important, but ask ourselves when we make them, when we make these choices, how often do we consult God? Do we ask ourselves why? Do we look at options? Do we question how it affects others? What's in my best interest? How is it a use of our stewardship? In what ways are we praising God? With the tension in our lives, so often our relationship is strained with God. Perhaps close to the breaking point. We know that it's part of all of our relationships. There is a tension. Think of a young child. A young child who tends to be rash and egocentric and short-sighted. Or think of the teenager who is seeking control and independence. If there's more than one person in your home, if you don't live by yourself, you're constantly experiencing that tension. That tension that comes with relationship. That strain that we have each and every day. And so as we hear the testimony of Peter, as he shares in his sermon the story of God and his people, he shares about how David spoke God's word and how God can exercise an indictment against his people, that God can have allegations against his people, and how that may involve a cost, a payment, or a penalty. He shares about how the prophets had diagnosed human tendency to resist God. He shares that a just God could give humanity its due, could give humankind what they deserve, and be totally justified in doing it. But Peter shares in his sermon how the scriptures have been unlocked for him. And that God dwells with us not in that sense of justice, but rather in the expanse of God's love. Instead of giving to us what we perhaps deserve, God shares with us God's love. And so Peter shares what Jesus means and the fulfillment of the Scriptures. And how there is a restoration, a recovery, a cure in the relationship between God and the world. And with Jesus now, the Scripture is seen in a new light. For Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the bringer of salvation. And with that assurance is given to all of his people when he says, call in the name of the Lord. Call upon me. There is a vision of hope and there is a promise. In the light of Jesus, there is a blessing. In the gospel, in the good news, we recognize that it defies all logic. Sinfulness is not held against us. Undeservedly, we are released from the sentence that has been brought down. We are acquitted from the verdict that has been given, defying all logic of all that we should expect. There was a case being held in the courtroom dealing with the embezzlement of funds in the company. After a lengthy trial, the judge addressed the courtroom, saying, I find there is not enough evidence that the defendant stole $1 million from the company. And so with this understanding, I dismiss the case. And as the people are getting ready to leave, the defendant jumps up and raises his hand and says, Your Honor, does that mean that I can keep the money? And so we emphasize the undeserved release from our sins. That Jesus is there to restore and to forgive and to renew and to save. And that we are rescued. Our sins are wiped out as if they never existed, had never taken place. We are to be totally and completely cleansed. But we continue to live with this tension ourselves. And it's important to recognize the tension that exists between us and God, and to recognize it today. Because just as we see in our scriptures, God chooses people. God chooses people. We don't know what that means for each one of us. For each one of us is different. But God continues to be revealed by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have to ask ourselves if we recognize that, if we get that, and all the decisions that we may make during the course of the day, how is God's Spirit a part of that? Do we get it? Do we understand? Now, I've shared with you before how my mother is Finnish, so I am half Finnish. And I wear that with great pride. I found myself one time when a group of people or an individual was telling a bunch of Finnish jokes. You know the kind, right? Putting down a nationality. So after a series of jokes and people are laughing, I finally raise my voice and says, "Hey, you know, I'm Finnish." And the guy looks at me and says, "Oh, okay. You want me to start over? I'll talk more slowly so you can understand." Us Finns take a lot of abuse, you know. But do we understand it? Do we get it? God chooses people. And so as we journey, are we open to the ways in which God chooses us? Each Sunday we gather together and we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Each and every time we hear the words that Jesus shares when he says, "This is for you, each and every individual." This new covenant promise, this restored relationship, this good news is for you. Each and every time there is that pronouncement of new life and new hope. And we celebrate that. But we recognize, though, that our lives yet are filled with pulling from one way and another. Our lives are filled with this tension. And we are left with choices and decisions. And so as we journey, as we go through each day, as we make those decisions and those choices, what is God showing for me to do? Amen.